It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. On Monday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed legislation that will legalize adult marijuana use and sales in the state. Governor Lujan Grisham has supported the move as a way to boost state revenue and create jobs. The Democratic governor's signature makes New Mexico the seventh state to legalize adult possession and sales of cannabis since last November. The Biden administration released infrastructure details on each state's needs on Monday, and according to the data, the state of New Mexico has the highest percentage of residents without adequate broadband internet infrastructure in the Southwest. The federal government estimates that 22% of residents live in areas where inadequate broadband is available. Nearly 70% of people in the state live in areas with only one provider that offers adequate broadband. The pandemic has highlighted problems with broadband as many schools were forced to learn remotely, along with other services in the state. On the Tuesday Health Watch, we recently turned the clocks back to daylight savings time, meaning an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day. Dr. Carl Baydell with Baylor Scott & White told KERA Sam Baker, daylight savings time doesn't affect everyone the same way.
It takes about a week or two to acclimate to the new time change. The body should be at a level where people are now able to wake up with this new normal of getting up with the time change having shifted. People probably are doing a little bit better with this now than they were, say, in that Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, immediately following the shift to daylight savings time that occurs in the spring.
Is it unusual to still be trying to adjust at this point?
Not necessarily. There's a lot of other factors that go into fatigue and tiredness that occurs when this happens. A lot of it depends on people's lifestyle. Retirees who perhaps do not have the same morning routine or schedule that, say, a person who is working and has to be at work at 8 a.m. does, may be doing just fine immediately following this occurring. But those people who have to get to a job, they're probably suffering a little bit more. It's not unusual for people to be more tired, but by now, within a two-week period, that one-hour difference should not make a major change.
But during those initial 1 or 2 days, it seems to make quite an impact. Why? It's just an hour.
It is a circadian rhythm disorder that occurs. The biological clock of most people is geared towards that set time, and you upset it by just an hour in that one direction, they're going to lose an hour of sleep. Most likely. A lot of people do not adjust that initial sleep time on the Friday or Saturday evening prior to the change. And that tends to occur even into Sunday. So what happens then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, people are still going to bed later because their brain is telling them their biological rhythms that tell them it's time to go to sleep are still stuck on that later time. And then now they're having to get up earlier, and they're basically losing an hour of sleep in those mornings.
And that can have some pretty serious consequences, can't it?
There is evidence that in the first about 3 days following this change, there is a higher incidence of myocardial infarction as well as strokes. And there is some data showing that people are more likely to have an automobile accident in that early time.
Does it affect everybody the same, or does it vary from person to person?
Every individual is different, but if you look at the majority of the population and you think about there are people who can adapt very easily and there are people who adapt very poorly on the ends of the spectrum. And in the middle is the majority of people. Most people adjust pretty regularly. However, there are folks who probably it is much harder on than others, and there are people who it really doesn't affect at all.
So what's key then to maintaining good sleep through these changes?
So number one is engaging in good sleep hygiene from the get-go, turning off the TV at nighttime, making sure that people are getting adequate time in bed to go to sleep. Don't really recommend the use of sleep aids. I don't think that's necessary for this, but also being cognizant that you may be more tired in the morning following the transition to daylight savings time. And giving yourself a little bit extra time to get where you need to go and give yourself a little bit of more grace in terms of the ability to deal with that fatigue when we're suffering from it. And that goes down to the children that are having to be affected by this as well when they're getting into school, as well as employers should look at their employees and say, hey, you know, this is a bad few days where we're going to have to struggle through a change. Let's give everybody a little bit of patience here and maybe work together so that we can get through it without a lot of harm.
Dr. Badle, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.